The four things I'm going to talk about tonight that we need to think through is first, why we suffer for Adam's sin. Why on earth some couple sinned thousands of years ago or who knows how long, and we're all paying for what they did. Why does that make any sense? And so that's the first thing I'm going to talk about. The second thing I'm going to talk about is we need to understand human sinfulness and human depravity. I find that Christians give this lip service, but they really haven't thought deeply about it. Truthfully, it's not a fun thing to think about deeply, but they really haven't thought about human depravity as much as they need to. Number three, most of you, I think, if I said, why did God allow evil? It said, because he wanted creatures to have free will. I think that's absolutely correct. But we haven't thought about it deeply enough until it's compelling to us. And finally, and this is the biggest lack, I think, in the Christian community, is we need to think through, meditate on, pray about, apprehend, inculcate into our lives a greater appreciation of the glory that awaits us in heaven forever and ever. Eternal life has become the PS to most Christians' experience. Instead, it should be the main event. So we're going to talk about those four things rather quickly. About two of them, and these are the two biggest ones, understanding the depravity that we've come out of and understanding the glory that God's bringing us into. D. Martin Lloyd-Jones, the famous preacher of Westminster Chapel, put it this way. Most of our troubles are due to the fact that we are guilty of a double failure. We fail on the one hand to realize the depth of sin, and on the other hand, we fail to realize the greatness and the height and the glory of our salvation. I could not agree more. And when it comes to why God allows evil, especially those two, we really don't understand the depths of human sinfulness, and we really completely have almost missed entirely the glory that awaits us in heaven forever. And because of that, it's so easy for Christianity to be about our experience in this life. Well, obviously, Christianity is about our experience in this life, but primarily, God is calling us to eternal life where we're going to live forever and ever and ever and ever.